This is Jeremy with Love First. I have another reading for us this week from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. I'd like to begin with a prayer. Lord God, thank you for being with us as we live our lives and for loving us first. Help us to learn from you what it means for us to love others first. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. I'd like us to reflect on three questions. If it helps, feel free to pause this recording so that you can reflect on the question, or just listen to it multiple times throughout the day, throughout the week, and let God's word soak into you and become the thing that you reflect on in your spare moments. What is God saying to you in this reading? What word or image or picture comes to mind? What does that word or image mean to you? Through that word or image, how is God calling you to respond or act towards him? What does God want you to do to obey him? Thank you for listening. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions or thoughts, or if this has generated some thinking for you and you'd like some prayer, you'd like a conversation partner, feel free to reach out. I hope this reading has blessed you, and I'll pray that you have a good week.